الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، in our previous classes, we're discussing the virtue of seeking knowledge. The virtue of seeking knowledge, we're discussing the benefits related to the narration of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu. Whenever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned, من سلك طريقاً يلتمس فيه علما سهل الله له به طريقا إلى الجنة. That whoever sets out on a path seeking knowledge therein, then Allah will facilitate for him and make easy by way of that a path to paradise. And one of the beneficial points the author, he mentioned rahimahullah ta'ala, is the question, is this promise and this reward and this virtue for every student of knowledge, or are there conditions and requirements? And we have seen the answer to that is that rather there are conditions and requirements, and that is for the student of knowledge who is sincere and truthful. And that is for the student of knowledge who is sincere and truthful. لَهُ نِيَّةٌ حَسَنَةٌ صَالِحَةٌ فِي طَالِبِ الْعِلْمِ, that he has a sincere and true righteous intention in seeking knowledge. And we have seen likewise what the author, he mentioned in the interpretation of that, what it means to have a good intention in seeking knowledge, that a person, he will strive to remove the ignorance from himself with regards to the rights of Allah upon him in order to worship Allah Azza wa Jalla upon clarity and insight. And likewise, we have seen as well the statement of Imam Ahmed rahimahullah, that to have al-ikhlas, sincerity and purity of intention in seeking knowledge, al-ikhlasu fi talib al-ilm, that he was asked about that. Talib al-ilm la ya'dilu shay idha sahhat an-niyyah, that seeking knowledge, nothing compares to it, nothing is equal to it if the intention is correct. And then he was asked rahimahullah about the correct intention, and he responded by saying, antum ya raf'al jahli an nafsika wa an ghayrika, that you intend to remove ignorance from yourself and from others, from yourself and from others. The author, he clarified the ignorance that should be removed with regards to the right of Allah first and foremost in his tawheed, beginning with his beautiful names and lofty attributes of perfection, learning about Allah Azza wa Jal, and likewise about his actions and his lordship and his authority and command, and as well from there learning the laws and limits and legislation that he has prescribed in order to implement that knowledge and to apply it in one's life, to seek to draw near to Allah and have His grace and favor and mercy, and to obtain His pleasure, and to be safe from His anger and from His punishment, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then after that to help others. And then after that to help others upon that way. Also, some of the benefits with regards to the detailed understanding of the good intention. Some of the people of knowledge have mentioned about the issue of having al-ikhlas. Al-ikhlas fi talib al-ilm, to have sincerity and purity of intention in seeking knowledge. They have mentioned a number of points. And from that, tanwiya imtithal Allahi imtithali amrillahi azza wa jal rasulihi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and tanwiya bi talibika al-ilma imtithal amrillahi wa rasulihi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you intend in seeking knowledge to comply to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has mentioned in His book, فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ, that you must know, meaning that you must study and learn until you know and have certainty that there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah. So therefore, one, he will seek knowledge believing in this command and that it's an obligation. As well, we have seen the hadith of Anas radiallahu anhu, collected by Ibn Majah rahimahullah, and other than him, collected by Ibn Majah in his Sunan Ibn Majah rahimahullah, and collected by other than him, طَلَبُ الْعِلْمِ فَرِيغَةٌ عَلَى كُلِّ مُسْلِمٍ, that seeking knowledge is an obligation upon every Muslim. So therefore, a believer, he will seek knowledge complying to the command and fulfilling the obligation. The one who moves in this manner while he is on the path of seeking knowledge, he's considered having sincerity and purity of intention. Likewise, in tanwiya, بِطَلَبِكَ الْعِلْمَ حِفْظَ الشَّرِيَةِ وَالْحِفَاظَ عَلَيْهَا, that a person, he will intend by seeking knowledge to preserve and protect the legislation, because it's by way of knowledge that the legislation is preserved. Allah, He mentioned in His book, بَلْ هُوَ آيَاتٌ بَيِّنَاتٌ فِي صُدُورِ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمِ. Rather, it is, meaning the Qur'an, the revelation. Likewise, the law and legislation of Allah Azza wa Jal, آيَاتٌ بَيِّنَاتٌ فِي صُدُورِ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمِ. Rather, this Qur'an, this revelation, there are clear verses, proofs, evidences, and signs that are in the breast of men who have been granted knowledge. So this knowledge is carried from generation to generation in the breasts of men. No doubt, likewise, as well in the books and written on the lines in the papers and in the scriptures, but before that, in the breasts and the hearts of men. In the breasts and the hearts of men. The people of knowledge, they mentioned about memorizing and preserving the knowledge is from two aspects. And mastering the knowledge is from two aspects. Memorizing and preserving the knowledge is from two aspects, and mastering the knowledge likewise is from two aspects. Dabt al-sudur wa dabt al-sutur. The knowledge will be memorized and mastered in the hearts, and likewise memorized and mastered on the lines, in the papers. This is all a means of preserving the legislation and protecting it so that it can continue, and that chain will continue, and that knowledge will spread and remain. That knowledge will remain and spread. So therefore, a believer, he will seek knowledge to be from those carriers of the Sharia. لِأَنْ يَكُونَ مِنْ حَمَلَةِ الشَّرِيَةِ. So that he can be from those who carry that knowledge. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Carrying the legislation and from the means of preserving that. From the means of preserving that. So long as the legislation is learned and understood and believed in and followed, then the khayr will remain amongst the people and in the ummah. And the ummah and amongst the people. So this is a beautiful intention, that he will have this intention to be from those who are carrying on this legacy and this legislation that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had come with, this knowledge, this heritage, the sunan an-nabawiyyah, the legislative sunan and laws and legal ways of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Also, from the good intention in seeking knowledge, من الإخلاص في طالب العلم, from having sincerity and purity of intention and seeking knowledge, أن تنوي بطالبك العلم الحماية, أن تنوي بطالبك العلم حماية الشريعة, حماية الشريعة, that you intend by way of seeking knowledge to preserve the legislation, to preserve the legislation and to protect it, that you intend by way of seeking knowledge to protect the legislation. To protect the legislation and to defend the legislation, and تنوي بطالبك العلم حماية الشريعة والدفاع عنها, that you intend by way of seeking knowledge to protect the legislation and to defend it, to protect the legislation and to defend it. This is a beautiful intention. He will learn and seek knowledge in order to defend the legislation, to protect it from people adding to it that which is not from it, and ascribing to the deen of Allah and to the sunnah that which is free from. Is free from, and likewise to protect and defend the legislation from any of that being taken away and being removed or changed with something else, with something else. So all of this is from the beautiful intention of seeking knowledge, from the beautiful intention of seeking knowledge. And likewise, no doubt, أن تنوي بطالبك العلم أن تعمل أن تعمل بالعلم وأن تتبع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, that you intend by way of seeking knowledge to apply the knowledge and to follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because you will never be able to follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam except by learning who he is and learning his way and what he was upon in creed and belief and worship and methodology and manners and actions and contracts and transactions, and then learning this, then one will be able to follow him bi'idnillahi ta'ala. So all of these here are beautiful and good intentions in seeking knowledge and the means to have a sincere and pure intention in that. A sincere and pure intention in that. And the one who has the likes of these intentions here, then he is the one who has indeed set out on a path to paradise. And he is the one whom indeed, and he is the one who indeed Allah, he will aid him and facilitate him and guide him to that which is best and most beneficial, and increase him in knowledge and make him firm and beneficial for himself and for others. So we continue reading that which we were discussing in this chapter. Whenever the author, he mentioned, رحمه ta'ala wa wa'alam رحمك الله أن من طلاب العلم أناسا لهم عقول مؤيدة وآداب جميلة وفهوم حسنة يحبون أن يحيوا سنن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وسنن أصحابه رضي الله عنهم ويميتوا البدع. You must know, may Allah have mercy on you. Al-Imam Al-Ajurri rahimahullah, when did he die? No. Ahsanta, 360. In the year 360, rahimahullah ta'ala. So this is a well-known methodology and way in teaching and clarifying the religion, that one will say the likes of these words here, i'lam rahimakullah. And likewise, the same methodology or the same mannerism in teaching is also found in the statements of those before him, rahimahullah. For example, whenever we read in the muqaddimah of Sahih Muslim, you'll find that al-Imam Muslim, likewise, he follows the same way. I'lam rahimakallah, i'lam wafaqakallah, i'lam arshadakallah. They say the likes of these words. Barakallah fikum. So this is from that methodology that is from the nice and the good way, and from the courteous and the kind and gentle manner in teaching, to draw one's attention to the importance of the issue at hand and to supplicate and make dua for them. And to supplicate and make dua for the students and those who are sitting in the gathering or going to read the authored works and the likes like this. You must know, may Allah have mercy on you. From the students of knowledge, there are people who have supported strong intellects, beautiful manners, and good understanding. They love to revive the way of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the way of his companions, radiyallahu anhum, and they love to do away with innovation. And they love to do away with innovation. So these are some of the traits of those people who have set out on the path to seek knowledge sincerely and truthful for the sake of Allah. So he mentions here, وَعْلَمْ رَحِمَكَ اللَّهُ أَنَّ مِنْ تُلَابِ الْعِلْمِ أَنَّ مِنْ تُلَابِ الْعِلْمِ أُنَاسًا. That you must know, may Allah have mercy on you, min. What is min? Min in the Arabic language. Huh? No? Afwan? From. It means from. Ahsanta. It means from in English. That's the translation. Ahsanta. What type of speech is this? What part of speech is min? Harf. It's a harf, which is a particle. It's a particle. In the Arabic language we have ismun, fi'lun, wa harfun. Sah? They have a noun and a verb and particles. The harf is different types. Harf babana wa harf ma'na. Some of the harf or the huruf, they're the letters that you speak with, arrange words with. And there's other huruf that are particles that have meanings. That have meanings from them, huruf al-jar. And that's what this is. This is a preposition. It means from. But this word here, it has a number of meanings in the Arabic language. And these meanings are determined by the context of the sentence. And the meaning here is at-tab'idiyah. And this is intended directly. This is intended directly to clarify an important point. He's saying that from the students of knowledge, there are those who have these traits. What do you understand from that now? Min at-tab'iyyah, it really means some. Yani, so you can say ba'd, ahsanta. Wa'alam rahimakallah anna min, yani anna min ba'di tulab al-ilm. أُنَاسًا لَهُمْ أُقُولُ مُؤَيِّدًا إِلَىٰ آخِرِهِ. That you must know, may Allah have mercy on you, that from the students of knowledge, meaning from some of them, there are those who have supported strong intellects, beautiful manners, and good understanding. They love to revive the way of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions radiyallahu anhum, and they love to do away with innovation. They love to do away with innovation. They love to do away with fitna and trials and tribulation. They love to do away with separation, dissension, and discord. They love to have unity upon the haqq. And they love to see the people upon khayr. the Muslims upon goodness, united behind the people of knowledge, and following the legislation of Allah Azza wa Jal, establishing the Sunnah of their Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, holding fast to the way of Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, and Ali, and the Sahaba, all of them, radiallahu anhum. This is what they like. But the point is, here is that he says, min, from the students of knowledge, there are some who are like this. Now what do you understand? Not all of them are like that. Not all of them are like that. And this is also something that the author, he mentions in this chapter, in the closing portion, that not all of them are like that. So this is an encouragement and at the same time a warning. This is an admonition, an encouragement, and likewise a warning that in order to have that reward of being on a path to paradise by way of seeking knowledge, first one, he must be sincere and truthful with Allah. And then he must strive against his soul to implement that knowledge properly and to be from these people, those who have a good intention. Their good intention continues on the path of seeking knowledge, because some people, maybe initially they have sincerity, but after some time they see the benefits that they can have personally, or if they're challenged with affairs and trials in life, and they fall victim to their whims and desires, and then they use that knowledge in order to manipulate the people and use them. In order to manipulate the people and use them. And they step on that high and lofty knowledge in order to have a high rank in this life. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. So this is something lowly, and this is something to pay attention to and be aware of. You do not want to be like that. You do not want to be like that. We do not want to be like that. We want to be like these people, from those students of knowledge who have strong supported intellects. Strong supported intellects. Supported meaning that Allah is helping them and aiding them. And they're strong and supported with the legislation and the ayat, and with the hadith, with the barahin, with the hujjahs, with barahin, with the evidences and the proofs in the Quran and the Sunnah. They're supported by the fundamental principles and foundations. They understand these affairs, comprehend them, and follow them in their life. And the head of that is to have a good intention, to be truthful and sincere with Allah and seeking knowledge and carrying knowledge and teaching knowledge. And likewise, to have a good intention, hoping good for the Muslims. Hoping good for the Muslims. This intention here will be a means, by the grace of Allah, to help him make their proper decision, to make the proper decisions in times of difficulty, challenges, and fitin, instead of following his desires and his whims, and that which he likes, he will show preference to the guidance and that which is in the best interest of the believers and the Muslims. So he will not follow what he likes and what he wants and look out for his own best interest. Rather, he will look out for the collective interest and that which is good for the believers. So if he speaks, he speaks in this manner. And if he's silent, he's silent in this manner. And whenever he moves in this manner, especially if he has collected some knowledge, as he's referring to here, those who love to spread the way of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his companions radiallahu anhum, and they love to do away with innovation, and they love to do away with trials and fitna and tribulation. Some of them, they're contrary to that. And although they do not say it with their tongue, it's as if by their statements and actions, they love to spread trials and tribulation. And they love to spread fitna and to cause doubts and separation and dissension in the ranks of the people, in the ranks of the believers, in the ranks of the Muslims amongst Ahl Sunnah. This is something that is seen. We need to hope to be from those good, those who have intellect, sound mind, where they think before they act, and they think before they speak, and they prefer greater and general benefit for the believers over their own personal interests and benefit, and the likes like this. And they'll check their tongue with the reins of the legislation. They'll check their action with the reins of the legislation, so on and so forth. So they will speak when it's time to speak, and they'll be silent when it's time to be silent. And they'll select and choose who they need to speak to, and they will have wisdom in this affair, and they will not be reckless. And they will not be reckless. So they will not betray the people for the best interests of their own souls. Rather, they have intellects that are supported. They're supported by the evidences, and likewise Allah is guiding them. And they also, he says here, وَأَدَابٌ جَمِيلًا, and they have beautiful manners. Beautiful manners. At the head of the beautiful manners again is ikhlas and sidq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and likewise with the people. Ikhlas with sidq, being sincere and truthful, honest with Allah and in carrying knowledge and in teaching knowledge, honest and truthful, and seeking knowledge and carrying knowledge and teaching knowledge, and likewise with the people and dealings. He's honest, he's direct, he's not treacherous or deceptive or playing with words. Rather, they're contrary to that. Adabun jamila. And likewise, he has good mudarat, and he will be courteous and he'll be kind. And he is known to have good and beneficial speech. And the likes like this. This is their traits. Wufuhumun hasana. And they have likewise good understanding. Good understanding. Good understanding of the religion, of the masalih and the mafasid. And the religion is based upon this affair. Jalb al-masalih wa takfiruha. Jalb al-masalih wa takfiruha. That from the fundamentals of the religion is to bring about good and benefit for the believers and to increase that. Wa dar al-mafasid wa taqliruha. And to repel the harms and the dangers and the problems and the trials and to minimize them. This is from the greatest aims and the goals of the legislation and from the fundamental principles of the religion. جلب المصالح وتكثيرها والدرء المفاسد وتقليلها. Something to really be aware of and to know. A man, he can benefit from this in his own home, but especially a student of knowledge. He should be aware of these fundamentals and these foundations and principles in order to be able to move property. He will not want to move in an affair that will benefit him himself and harm the community. For example, he will not want to move in a manner that will cause the fitna and the trials to grow and to become more severe whenever it's not necessary and the likes like this. This is all from having a beautiful intention and seeking and carrying knowledge. It's of utmost importance to learn the attributes of the people. Here we're talking about seeking knowledge. So there are those students who have the likes of these characteristics, and there are students who are contrary to that. So to know the traits of both of them, so that we can strive to be from those that are good and not be from those that are evil. And likewise, so that we can identify those that have those traits of those whom are good and identify those who have the traits of those whom are foul, in order to be in the company and benefit from those who have those good noble traits, and to protect ourselves from being in the company of those who have those foul and lowly traits. So this is something that is very beneficial. They love to revive the sunan of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they love to revive the sunan of his companions radiallahu anhum. The goal of a true student of knowledge for himself and for others is that Allah Azza wa Jal, he will be worshipped alone with no partners. That Allah Azza wa Jal, he will be worshipped alone with no partners. That all love and hope and fear and trust and reliance and sincere faith and devotion will be directed to Allah alone. And that Allah, he will be worshipped in the manner clarified in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The goal is to establish the deen of Allah, not to establish his personality or his honor or his dignity or reputation or his following and the likes like this. قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَسِيرًا أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي وَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. So this is the case for the one who is sincere. He's hoping for this. He's hoping for Allah to be worshipped alone with no partners. He's hoping for the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be taken as the role model. Absolutely. This is his goal. So the one who has this intention, he will not mind, it will not bother him where the knowledge is coming from, so long as the tawheed is being established and the people are calling to the tawheed and it's being spread and the ummah is benefiting, the youth and the elders alike, the Arab and the non-Arab, they're benefiting and learning the tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal, whether it's at his hand or the hands of somebody else, whether it's at his hand or the hands of his peers or the hands of those who are above him or even those who are lower than him, he will not bother. It will not bother, he will not mind. So long as that it's the people of the sunnah that are calling, he'll be happy and pleased, and he will make dua for them. May Allah make them firm. May Allah make them strong. May Allah reward them for spreading the deen. He will hear about somebody in the far end of the country teaching the book of At-Tawheed, and he will know nothing except good about him and that he's upon the proper creed and he's upon the proper methodology and way. And he will say, may Allah aid him, may Allah support him, may Allah benefit by way of him and make him firm and save him from fitna. And the likes like this, he will hear about somebody else on the other end of the country in the same manner, according to Allah Azza wa Jal. Nothing is known about him except for Salafiyyah. That's all that is known about him outwardly. He'll be happy that he's teaching Usul al-Thalatha. He'll be happy that he's teaching Umdat al-Ahkam. He'll be happy that he's teaching these books and spreading that knowledge. This is something that will please him. because this is what he's trying to do in the first place. So just like he's trying to do it in the land that he resides in, they're trying to do it in the land that they reside in. So they're aiding and helping him. They should be one hand. So whenever a person, he is upset and mad because others are teaching the same book he's teaching in another state or in another place, this is a sign of the foul intention. This is a sign of the foul intention. What is he doing? Who gave him the permissibility? Why didn't he call us and get permission? All of this is from the foul and lowly ways. And these things are present in these days. And we're trying with these. So be aware. Learn these traits. These are from the awa'iq al-talib. These are from the mawani' al-talib. These are from the roadblocks and obstacles that will prohibit a student of knowledge from benefiting and benefiting others. Likewise, to have this bad intention. To have this bad intention. يُحِبُّونَ أَنْ يُحْيُوا سُنَنَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. And they love to revive the sunan of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whether you did it or I did it or he did it, so long as it's the people of the sunnah and they're working on that way, جَزَاهُمْ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا بَارَكَ اللَّهُ فِيهِمْ وَفَقَهُمْ اللَّهُ. Like this. This is the proper way and understanding. This is the proper way and understanding. Whether he's white, whether he's black, whether he's American, whether he's Saudi, whether he's Moroccan, whether he's Sudani, whatever the case may be, so long as what is known from him is he's upon the proper way and the correct creed, and no one is perfect and has no faults or mistakes, but what is apparently known from an individual is that he is Salafi upon the methodology of the Salaf, and he is working his best to teach the knowledge that he knows and the limits that he has been blessed with from knowledge. Alhamdulillah. Jazahullahu khairan. May Allah help him and aid him. This is the good way, because the whole goal and aim is for the Tawheed to be established and the Sunnah to be established, not for a person's reputation to be established. Barakallahu fikum. This is the good intention. Wa yumitu al-bid'ah. And they love also to do away with innovation. To do away with innovation. And along with that as well, they love to do away with major sins. And they love to do away with trials and tribulations. And they love to do away with fitin and the likes, and dissension and animosity and hatred in the ranks of the believers, whether they love to unite the people upon the book and the sunnah and the understanding of the salaf of the ummah. This is their aim and this is their goal. He says, وَيُحِبُّونَ جَمَ الْعِلْمِ وَكَثْرَتَهُ لِيَحْفَظُوا عَلَى الْمُسْلِمِينَ شَرِيعَتَهُمْ كَرَاهِيَةَ أَنْ يَضِيَ الْعِلْمِ كَرَاهِيَةَ أَنْ يَضِيَ الْعِلْمِ. They love gathering knowledge and having an abundance of it. And they love gathering knowledge and they love increasing in knowledge. And learning more, memorizing the Quran and then learning its interpretation, learning the rulings that are derived from therein, learning the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, learning the principles and foundations, learning the application, learning knowledge and increasing in knowledge, but with this intention. لِيَحْفَظُوا عَلَى الْمُسْلِمِينَ شَرِيَعَتَهُمْ. So that they may protect and preserve for the Muslims their legislation. They need to fulfill this great obligation. This is from that intention. Because the Muslims, they're in need of those people who will stand up and dedicate their lives entirely to the preservation of the legislation by learning and caring, by learning the knowledge, carrying the knowledge, applying the knowledge properly, seeking the face of Allah, and teaching and spreading the knowledge, and to spend their life in this, so that the other Muslims, their legislation, their deen, the sunnah of their Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is preserved, protected, and maintained. It's preserved and protected and maintained, afraid that any of this will be lost, and afraid that the people of innovation, they will have a means to work their deviation, or the people of trials and fitna and the likes, they'll be able to work their evil and their mischief. So therefore, the students of knowledge, they will learn in this manner and stand up with courage and bravery and wisdom and admonition in the face of those people of trials, in the face of those people of innovation, in the face of those people of misguidance and disbelief, in the face of the Jews and the Christians, calling to Allah Azza wa Jal, hoping for the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, فَهَذِهِ سِفَةُ مَنْ تَضَعُ لَهُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَجْنِحَتَهَا. This is what we're trying to get to. الله أكبر. فهذه صفة من تضع له الملائكة أجنحتها رضا بما يصنع. This is the description of the one whom the angels lower their wings for, being pleased with their actions, and he being pleased with what they're involved in. The angels, they lower their wings for the likes of this person out of honor and respect, and also aid and support out of honor and respect out of honor and respect, and also out of aid and support. وَهُوَ مِمَّنْ هُوَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ حَتَّى يَرْجِعَ. And likewise, this person here that has these traits and characteristics, he is from those who are on the path of Allah until they return. Meaning he set out on the path to seek knowledge, and he remains in the path of Allah, fi sabilillah. Fi sabilillah. In the path of Allah, hatta yarji, until he returns. This is the trait of that person. And meaning he has the reward of this affair. He's considered upon the path of Allah, in that path of seeking knowledge, until he returns from his journeys. Allahu Akbar. They are amongst those, he says, rahimahullah, wa min man yastaghfiru lahum al-mala'ikatu wal hitanu fil bahr wa min man qad salaka tariqan ila al-jannah. And they are amongst those whom the angels seek forgiveness for, and the fish in the sea, and they are from those who have indeed set out on a path to paradise, And the original text here, the author, he mentioned a number of narrations, and this portion right here is an indication, and he pointing to a number of narrations that have been narrated from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam about each one of these virtues. And bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, we'll discuss these narrations in some detail. And Ibn Qayyim rahimahullahu ta'ala, in the work that we studied previously, that we're reading from, Miftah Dar Sa'adah, he has great benefits, jewels, with regards to these particular narrations here. And inshallah, we read from some of them. But this is the attribute of those people whom the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was referring to in those narrations. Those who set out on a path to paradise, and they're on their way to Jannah, those whom Allah will aid them, those whom the angels, they seek forgiveness for, and they support them, and they aid them and help them, and they honor them and respect them. And those, even the fish in the sea and everything in the heavens and the earth, also seek forgiveness for them. This is their traits and characteristics. Those who, so long as they're in their effort of learning and carrying the knowledge and applying it and teaching it, so long as they're upon this path, they're considered fi sabilillah. In the path of Allah, like a mujahid, like somebody who is fighting and putting his life on the line for the sake of Allah. The reward of this is for the student of knowledge. Now he says here, rahimahullah ta'ala, wa hadha darbu fil nasi qalilun jidda. And this category of people amongst mankind is very few. This category of people is very few. Hadha darbu fil nas, this category of people from mankind is very few. Which category? Those who seek knowledge? Or those who seek knowledge and they have uqulun mu'ayyada wa adabun jamila wa fuhumun hasana yuhibbuna an yuhyusuna rasulillah. Those who are learning to preserve the legislation on behalf of the Muslims and to protect the deen so that the Muslims can have security and safety and peace of mind, knowing that the people of knowledge are striving to defend their religion and spread it and to teach them the correct deen and the correct way. It is these people here, what did they say? وَهَذَا الدَّرْبُ مِنَ النَّاسِ قَلِيرٌ جِدًّا. This category of people here, they're rare, they're very few. They're very few. And even we see today, maybe we will say the students of knowledge, there are many, but this category from them are very few. Or we could say the people on earth are many, and the Muslims from them are few. And then from the Muslims, those who are seeking knowledge are few. And those who have this trait and characteristic are even fewer from the best of the best. This is from the best of the best. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show us His grace and mercy and to guide us to their path and to make it easy for us to learn those characteristics and traits and to follow that and to protect us from fitan and His people. So He says, yet, وَلَيْسَ يَضُرُّهُمْ ذَلِكَ فَأَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ كَبِيرٌ فَأَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ كَبِيرٌ. Yet this will not harm them, and their reward with Allah is great. It will not harm them that they're few. It will not harm them that they're few. These people here and those who are on their way along with them, they're the true ghuraba. They're the true ghuraba, those who are holding on to the true Islam, those who are learning and caring and applying and calling to the true Islam. They're the ghuraba, and they're the people of al-istikhama, and they're called ghuraba, the strangers, because they are few, because they are few, because they are few, because they are few. And they're also likewise those whom the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam referred to whenever he said, لا تزال طائفة من أمتي ظاهرين على الحق لا يضرهم من خذلهم لا يضرهم من خذلهم ولا من خالفهم أو لا يضرهم من خالفهم ولا من خذلهم حتى يأتي أمر الله وهم كذلك. That there always remain a party, a group from my ummah who is victorious, upright upon the truth. No harm will come to them from those who oppose them, nor from those who abandon them, until the hour is established and they are upon this way. In some wordings, وَهُمْ ظَاهِرُونَ, until the hour is established and they are victorious, apparent, any upon clarity, and well known. And this is the case of a stranger. He's very apparent and well known. So the one who is truthful and steadfast, holding to that way, diligently, in public and in private, he becomes well known because of his strangeness compared to the rest of the people who have fallen off on those deviant ways from the 70 some odd sects and those who are following their whims and their desires, and no doubt much different from those who disbelieve, from the Jews and the Christians and the pagans. So this will not harm them that they're few. Rather, they have the glad tidings of paradise. طوبى للغرباء فطوبى للغرباء. In the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu in Sahih al-Bukhari, بَدَأَ الْإِسْلَامُ غَرِيبًا وَسَيَعُودُ كَمَا بَدَأَ غَرِيبًا فَطُوبَ لِلْغُرَبَاءِ. He says, Rahimahullah, أَمَّا مَنْ كَانَ مُرَادُهُ فِي طَالِبِهِ لِلْعِلْمِ الدُّنْيَا وَأُمُورَهَا فَكَيْفَ يَلْحَقُهُ ثَوَابُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ ذِكْرُهُ مِنْ فَضْلِ مَنْ طَالَبَ الْعِلْمِ. As for the one whose intention and seeking knowledge is the worldly life and its affairs, then how could this reward ever reach him from that which is mentioned from the virtue of seeking knowledge? How could it ever reach him? How could he ever be considered on the path to paradise? How would the angels ever seek forgiveness for the likes of this person? Don't you know that it's contrary? Rather, what do the angels do for the likes of those people of knowledge that manipulate and use the people and conceal the knowledge to their advantage? What do the angels do? أولئك يلعنهم الملائكة. The angels, they curse them. Allah, He curses them, and the angels, they curse them, and all of mankind curse them. Just like those upright people of knowledge who clarify, and they are steadfast, and they call truthfully, everything in the heavens and earth seek forgiveness for them. Those people of knowledge, those who ascribe to knowledge, yet they're deviant, they have foul intentions, preferring their worldly life and misusing the knowledge, then they are cursed by the creation. Inshallah, these details, we will take them in the narration that we study, that the author, he's referring back to the narration of Abi Darda radiallahu anhu. Now he's making this beautiful point here, and he's showing his ghayrah and showing his love and his concern for the deen of Allah and for the Muslims. Allahu al-musta'an, ma ashadda fitnata talib al-ilm wa ma azza man talabahu lillahi azza wa jalla. Allah's help is sought. He says, Allahu al-musta'an, how severe are the trials of seeking knowledge. Pay attention. How severe are the trials of seeking knowledge. He's a great scholar of hadith. He narrates with his chain back to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He narrates with his chain back to the companions radiallahu anhum. He narrates with his chain back to the tabi'in and the scholars of hadith. He has works defending the legislation and the proper creed, al-sharia, and the likes. And Imam al-Ajuri, he's very, very well grounded in the deen of Allah, in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the methodology of the salaf. What does he say? Allahu al-musta'an. Allahu al-musta'an. Ma ashadda fitnata talib al-ilm wa ma azza man talabahu lillahi azza wa jal. Allah's help is sought. May Allah help us. How severe are the trials of seeking knowledge? How few and rare are those who seek it for the sake of Allah? How few and rare are those who seek it for the sake of Allah? This statement here, how severe are the trials of seeking knowledge? The trials of seeking knowledge. In seeking knowledge, there are trials. There are many trials, many fitin that the devil, he will play with the one who sets out on the path to seek knowledge, playing with his mind, playing with his heart, playing with his intention. And the likes like this, there are great trials. They're called afat al-ilm. Afat al-ilm, the diseases of knowledge. They're also called awa'iq talib al-ilm. Also called mu'awiqat talib al-ilm, the obstacles in seeking knowledge. Makayid al-shaytan li talib al-ilm, the traps and the tricks, deceptions of the devil for the student of knowledge. For the student of knowledge, because the one who is truthful and sincere, he will bring nothing but good for himself and for the ummah. And in this manner, Islam is established and it spreads by way of knowledge. By way of knowledge, that's why it's considered a type of jihad, true jihad, seeking knowledge and teaching. Seeking knowledge and teaching because the religion is literally established in this manner. Is literally established in this manner. The light is spread in this manner. And the falsehood and the evil and the darkness is repelled and dealt with in this manner. By seeking knowledge, carrying knowledge, applying and teaching knowledge. So the devil has many tricks, many traps, many deceptions, many ways to mislead the student of knowledge. This is what he's referring to here. So to learn those tricks, to learn those traps, to learn those afat, those diseases, to learn those mu'awiqat, to learn those awa'iq, those mawani', to learn those obstacles, those roadblocks, those deterrents, and seeking knowledge is of utmost importance in order to avoid them. In order to avoid them, because many times if a person, he is not aware of dangers or hardships, he will fall into them while he did not even know. He will fall into them while he did not even know. And sometimes the pits are deep and they're hard to get out of. Sometimes the traps, the snares are tight and it's hard to get loose. And many of the snares and the traps of the devil, they're like webs. And a person who's ever been caught in a web, the more he moves and tries to get out, the more he moves and tries to get out, sometimes the more it wraps around him. And the more it becomes entangled, and the more he becomes entangled. This is the reality of this deviation in the plots of the devil. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ اللَّهُ الْمُسْتَعَانِ مَا أَشَدَّ فِتْنَةَ طَالِبِ الْعِلْمِ وَمَا أَعِزَّ مِنْ طَلَبَهُ لِلَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلِ Allah's help is sought. How severe are the trials of seeking knowledge, and how few and rare are those who seek it for the sake of Allah. But here we should not despair. Whenever the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said about asking for paradise, what do you ask for? Huh? The highest paradise. إِذَا سَأَلْتُمُ اللَّهَ الْجَنَّةِ فَاسْأَلُوهُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ If you ask Allah for paradise, you ask Him for الفردوس, the highest level of paradise. The people of Jannah, the majority of them are in the highest level. The majority of them are not in the highest level. Only the selected few are going to be in the highest level. From mankind, only the selected few are going to be in the Jannah. Sah? In the first place. And then only the selected few of the selected few are going to be in the Firdaus. But our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has taught us that with regards to the mercy and the grace of Allah, that you hope for the best. You hope for the best and then you strive against your soul and you work. So somebody should not hear this, that those who are truthful and seeking knowledge, those who are really on the path to paradise with knowledge, they're very few and they're very rare. How hard are the trials? Shouldn't despair. You should strive and hope that you're from them, and that Allah will make you from them, and that you will be from them, and that Allah, He from His grace, He will save you from those trials and from those traps and from those deviations, from those deterrents, that you will be protected from that. So you'll have this strong hope to be from those few. And then likewise, you will as well strive to implement that and to learn that and apply that, afraid of being like those who have been led astray. So this is something that requires faith and great effort and striving and seeking the help of Allah Azza wa Jal. This reminds me likewise, the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِي الشَّكُورِ, and very few of my slaves are truly thankful. In the dua of Umar رضي الله عنه, he would say, اللهم جعلنا من القلة, O Allah, make us from the few, and those few who are thankful, those few who are truthful in their faith, those few who are truthful in seeking knowledge, those few who are sincere in their shahada and la ilaha illallah, and in their shahada anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. We ask Allah from His grace and His mercy, by His beautiful names and lofty attributes of perfection, to make us from them, to make us from the few. So the author, he says now, closing this chapter, referring back to those two categories. وَمَا مِنْهُمَا أَحَدٌ إِلَّا وَأَخْلَاقُهُ تَدُلُّ عَلَى صِحَّةِ طَلَبِهِ لِلَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ أَوْ فَسَادِ طَلَبِهِ. And there is not amongst the two of them anyone except his manners indicates the correctness of his intention in seeking knowledge or the corruption of his intention in seeking knowledge. This is of utmost importance because we do not know what is in the hearts. We do not know what is in the hearts. And those who display good to us in their statement and their deeds and their conduct and their manners, then we think good about them. And that's how we deal with them. And what is in their hearts is entrusted to Allah. But those who show us contrary to that in their statement and their actions and their dealings, that it's not good, that there's deception, or that there's trickery, or that there's lowly manners, then we do not think good about them. And we do not bring them close. And we don't think good about them. We do not bring them close. You understand that part? This is clear. There's a hadith in Bukhari from Umar radiallahu anhu when he mentioned that. He mentioned that in the time of the revelation that we should take people to account according to the revelation. But now the revelation has ceased at the death of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So now we deal with people how they according to what they show us. Those who show us good and what we know from them is good, then we bring them close and we trust them. And we leave that which is in their hearts to Allah Azza wa Jal. By those who show us evil or something foul and lowly, then we do not bring them close. And we do not trust them, even if the people praise them and praise them. This is from the statement of Umar radiallahu anhu. So, Al-Imam al-Rajuri rahimahullah, we have studied two of his books, Akhlaq Hamalat al-Quran and Akhlaq al-Ulama, the manners of the carriers of the Quran and the manners of the scholars. And the manners of the scholars in both books. He began by mentioning the traits of those who are sincere in that. And the manners of the carriers of the Quran, he mentioned the traits of the one who seeks and learns and studies and teaches the Quran sincerely for the sake of Allah. And then he followed that up by clarifying the traits of those who learn and study and carry the Quran and teach it, but they're not sincere. There's characteristics and traits. He identified them. And he died in 360. Likewise, he mentioned as well, and Akhlaq al-Ulama, the manners of the scholars. The manners of those, he has the chapter, أخلاق العالم الذي نفع الله بالعلم في الدنيا والآخرة. The manners of the scholar, of the person of knowledge, whom Allah benefited him by way of knowledge in this life and the hereafter. And he mentioned chapter after chapter after chapter. After he clarified the attributes of this righteous person carrying knowledge, he mentioned the next chapter, كتابه أخلاق العالم الجاهل المفتتن بعلمه. The chapter of the ignorant scholar who's tried by his knowledge. And then he mentioned chapter after chapter, trait after trait after trait. So these are things that are traits and characteristics. So we don't pry into people's hearts and accuse them for their intentions. But if somebody shows us evil, then we don't expect good from them. And if somebody shows us good, then we will not think bad about them. We have seen in the Kabair to think bad about the Muslims is from the major sins. And those who do not deserve to be thought bad about. But as for the ones who deserve to be thought bad about, then this only a fool will think good about it. Only a fool will think good about it. So he's mentioning these affairs. And this is very summarized here, but this is what he's referring to. وَمَا مِنْهُمَا أَحَدٌ إِلَّا وَأَخْلَاقُهُ تَدُورُ عَلَى صِحَةِ طَلَبِهِ لِلَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ أَوْ فَسَادِ طَلَبِهِ. There's not one amongst the two of them. And those two categories of students of knowledge, except his manners indicates the correctness of his intention in seeking knowledge, or the corruption of his intention in seeking knowledge. He says, وَمَا ذُكِرَ يَدُلُّ عَلَى أَنَّهُ لَا يَنْبَغِي لِطَالِبِ الْعِلْمِ أَنْ يُجَارِسَ إِلَّا مَنْ يُعُودُ عَلَيْهِ نَفْعُهُ مِمَّنْ يَكْتَسِبُ مِنْهُ فَحْمًا وَعِلْمًا وَأَدَبًا. And that which has been mentioned indicates that it is not befitting for a student of knowledge to sit in the company of anyone except those who will benefit him and gain him understanding, knowledge, and noble manners. وَإِلَّا فَلْيَنْبِذْ عَنْهُ مُجَالَسَتَهُ وَلْيَحْذَرْهُ عَلَى دِينِهِ. And if not, and if the person who is trying to accompany him will not benefit him and gain him understanding in his religion or beneficial knowledge or help him rectify his manners, then he should cast him away and denounce him and turn away from his gatherings and be cautious from the likes of them with regards to his religion. Wallahi, this is amazing advice. This is amazing and great beneficial advice. May Allah have mercy on Al-Imam Al-Ajuri rahimahullah ta'ala. This portion here, whenever he's referring to those traits, this is the characteristics and the traits of the one whom the angels they lower their wings for, and the one who's in the path of Allah until he returns, and he from seeking knowledge, and the one whom the angels and the fish in the sea, they all see forgiveness for, and the one who has indeed set out on a path to paradise. And each one of these here, they're narrations. And some of these points here are mentioned in one narration, a famous narration. We have been referring back to it. Briefly in a number of classes, mentioning that narration, the Haditha Abi Darda, radiallahu anhu, the Haditha Abi Darda, radiallahu anhu, which is collected by Abu Dawood and other than him. Abu Dawood in his Sunan, he has Kitab al-Ilm. And the very first chapter is Bab Fadli Talib al-Ilm, just like the chapter we're in. The Book of Knowledge, and then the chapter of the virtue of seeking knowledge. The first hadith is the hadith of Abi Darda, radiallahu anhu. We read the narration this evening, and inshallah, in our class to come, we'll study it in brief detail. Abu Dawood, he mentioned with his chain to Kathir ibn Qais, قَالَ كُنْتُ جَالِسٍ مَعَ أَبِي دَرْدَى فِي مَسْجِدِ دِمَشْقِ. He said, I was sitting along with Abu Darda in the Masjid of Dimashq. فَجَاءَهُ رَجُلٌ فَقَالَ يَا أَبِي دَرْدَى. And a man, he came to him and he said, Oh, Abu Darda, إِنِّي جِئْتُ مِنْ مَدِينَةِ الرَّسُولِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ لِحَدِيثٍ بَلَغَنِي أَنَكَ تُحَدِيثُهُ عَنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ مَا جِئْتُ لِحَاجَةٍ. He said, Oh, Abu Darda, indeed I'm coming to you from the city of the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for a narration that reached me that you narrate on the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I came for no other need. قَالَ فَإِنِّي سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. He said, indeed I heard the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saying, مَنْ سَلَكَ طَرِيقًا يَطْرُوبُ فِيهِ عِلْمًا سَلَكَ اللَّهُ بِهِ طَرِيقًا مِنْ طُرُوكِ الْجَنَّةِ. That whoever sets out on a path seeking knowledge therein, then Allah will set him on a path from the paths to paradise. وَإِنَّ الْمَلَائِكَةَ لَتَضَعُ أَجْنِحَتَهَا رِضًا لِطَالِبِ الْعِلْمِ. And indeed, the angels, they lower their wings pleased with the student of knowledge. وَإِنَّ الْعَالِمَ لِيَسْتَغْفِرُ لَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَحِيتَانُهُ فِي جَوْفِ الْمَاءِ. That indeed, the person of knowledge, everything in the heavens and the earth seek forgiveness for him, even the fish in the middle of the water, and even the fish in the sea. وَإِنَّ فَضْلَ الْعَالِمِ عَلَى الْعَابِدِ كَفَضْلِ الْقَمَرِ لَيْلَةَ الْبَدْرِ عَلَى سَائِرِ الْكَوَاكِبِ. And indeed, the virtue of the scholar over the devout worshipper is like the virtue of the moon on a full moon's night over the rest of the stars. وَإِنَّ الْعُلَمَاءَ وَرَثَةُ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ وَإِنَّ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ لَمْ يُوَرِّثُوا دِينَارًا وَلَا دِرْهَمًا وَرَثُوا الْعِلْمَ فَمَنْ أَخَذَهُ أَخَذَ بِحَظٍّ وَافِرٍ. And indeed, the scholars, they are the inheritors of the prophets. And indeed, the prophets, they did not leave as inheritance behind dinar وَلَا dirham. Rather, they left behind as inheritance knowledge. And whoever obtains that, he has obtained a great portion. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.